Before I start, I want to be moist on my door that we're going to bring the and we're going to bring all the sheetes. Whatever that you see here. But FLP, that sheetes aloch lemaise, but doesn't mean that I'm saying now, psak. Okay? Each one should do whatever his father said to do, and his rov. We're not only learning the sugya, but in the sugya, we're going to see, obviously, all the sheetes aloch lemaise. So we know that we have the days before Tisha B'Av. Be'etzem, there are four isurim, two mi'ikar adin and two from minik. The two that the mi'ikar adin, that's dine de matnisin and tainis. That's the isur kibus and isur tispiras. But we have other two isurim, that's minek, only mina minek. That's, and this isur of kibus and tispiras, what's brought in the Mishneh, Shavua Shechalbi. Okay, Shavua Shechalbi. Then there is another two isurim minek, that achilas basar, shtiyas yayin, and rechitza. And that's a minik. Says the Mordechai at the end of Tainis. Mi unagu aviseinu shelo ilechol basar v'li shtiyas yayin v'lo ilir choitz mirosh choydesh v'aleinu lekayim v'chsiv al tito yishter asim mechal. Here. So it says, meaning, now God is saying, not to eat meat, drink wine, okay? So it's already, it's a Easter starts, merosh chodesh. And also the Rav Yo says the same thing, that we have an Easter from merosh chodesh. The Rambam, Perakei Tainis, Halochevav, the Rambam says, Kvar Nagu Yisrael, meaning, Shelo Yilechol Bosar B'Shabazu, Velo Yikonsu L'Merchotz Ad Shiyavar Tainis. So the Rambam brings the meaning only Shabazu, Shavua Shechal Boy, okay, not like the Mordechai and the Rav Yo. And pretty much there's another difference here. As you see, the Rambam says Merchot, okay, we see, and they say Rechitzin. But Kapani, what's before us here, that it's a minik. Okay, so now we have to see how to start the Sugya, is to see the Gemara in Tainis Yud Gimel. The Gemara says the Tainis Yud Gimel Amud Aleph like this. That's what he wanted to understand, is what exactly is the gather of the Issur Rechitza. And I think since it's very hard, that's what people speak the whole time in the 9 days about not showering. So Be'etzim, if you could understand, you could learn the Sugya, so then I think it will be easier. Because what's happening now? We understand. So we're going to see about five explanations, what's the gather of the Issur Rechitza. I think it's Issur Rechitza, it's a minig, so it's no lomdis. It's a regular sugya. So Gemara says like this. Omar Rav Chisda, kol yishu mishum evel, kigoin Tisha B'Av ve'ovel, okay? Tisha B'Av and Avelus is a shiva here. Osur bein b'chamin bein b'tzoinen. Okay, so Tisha B'Av and Ovel Avelus and Shiva. So there's the Isur bein b'chamin bein b'tzoinen to shower. Rechitzel. Kol shum mishum tainu kegoin tiny tzibur. So that's only the Isur, not the Avelus. The Gemara says that's the other Gemara there, but it's not. There's no rain. There's a tiny tzibur. So b'chamin osur b'tzoinen mutar. So if it's a tiny tzibur, betzoinen, it's mutar. Mashekin Avelus, Tisha B'Av, and regular Avelus, Shiva. So then it's Asur, Asur, Mitzoynin. And the Gemara says, Amar Avide, Bar Avin, Afanan, Ametanidim, and Nealin, Samer Chatzois. Dainu Araya, where it says here in the Mishnah of Tainis, Nealin, Samer Chatzois, says, Toistes, Pirushin Cham. That's what we see here. When it says Merchot, that's a cloud. A cloud. When it says Merchot, Merchot means Chamin. So Merchot, so basically Merchot, so there they have hot water. And the Gemara says in our days, Yil Chesed, at the Maskono, Yil Chesed, Ovel, also Lichot, Kol Gufoy, Bein Bachamin, Bein Matzoynim. Kol Gufoy, also even Tzoynim. Kol Shiva. Aval Ponov, Yodo, Veraglov, if it's only Ponov, Yodo, Veraglov, Bechamin, also Betzoynen, Mutor. You hear? What it says here in the Gemara, it's Halacha. Halacha the Mais. That Ovel, in Shiva, so also Luchat, Kol Gufoy, Bein Bechamin, Betzoynen, it's also Kol Gufoy, also, even Tzoynen. If it's only Ponov, Yodo, Veraglov, so then it's following. Bachamin Asur Betzoynen Mutor. Okay? Mashenke in a tiny tzibur. It's mutor even called gufa betzoynen. I could more say it here. Okay? Tiny tzibur. So then it's us, then it's you have Isur. Only Chamin. Aveilus. You have also Isur Tzoyne, but the Tzoyne is only called Gufo, Yipon, Noviyod, Noviraglov. So that's Mutar. Now we have to know what the Gemara says here, that in Tisha B'Av, we have the Isur Avelus, but the Bible says there is another Isur in Tisha B'Av. Now the Gemara talks about Tisha B'Av. No, it's not the 9 days. Tisha B'Av, okay? At Tisha B'Av, we have another Isur, the Gemara says in Psochim, in Daf Nun Daled, that Tisha B'Av is also usher to lehoishit its boy b'mayim. You're not allowed to even put your finger in the water. And that's a different halacha. That's halacha of inui. Halacha of inui. So the Biskara already in the beginning of the Chistan, he says, Tisha B'Av, you have two dinim here. There is a din avelus, that answers. Chamin, total Chamin, and Ponov Yodov Raglov B'Chamin, Tzoynen Mutor. But there is also Isur Inui. I saw the Shaila is, the stuff that's. If there is a Din Inui, that's also even a Hoishi, that's Boy B'Maim, so what exactly is the Din Avelus? And Avelus, in Antisho, whatever Antisho, right? That's more in Chinese. At Tisha B'Av, Avelus, Ponov Yodav Beraglav Mutor Betzoynin. Right, as Moses said, Ponov Yodav Beraglav Betzoynin Mutor. Chamin also. But Ponov Beraglav Mutor. But if we have a Din Inui, so it's Osir. Betzem, why is it Osir at Tisha B'Av, Ponov Yodav Beraglav Betzoynin? Because it's also even Loshit, it's Moim Amayim, that's Din Inui. So what's Betzem what Moses says here? So why is it, that's why I was bar. So we have to find, Mekito, we have to find Nafkimini. So I have one of Kimine, but we have to find more of Kimine. But at least now I have one of Kimine. We have one of Kimine.
What's Pshat that? You can wash your face and your...
Not allowed. One second.
No, but what is Pshat that by saying with saying in
your... Certainly. You could wash your face. Why? One of the other, but I love...
Because it's not clean. Like, what's Pshat?
No, not mitzad clean. Mitzad that it's not considered rechitza.
Okay.
I understand it's the point of the baraglov is like a shtif or whatever. It's not to rinse. That a rechitza. So we may like so again. If we have the halacha of inui, that even though it's boy b'mayim, so what's bechalav the nafkimini here? So Michas Chinuch of the end of mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel. That's the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. So he wants to say, I saw machlokes like upon him this year when Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. Is so. Upon that, Pshon Shitas Ramot. So could the Inui, there's no Inui on Shabbos. There's no Inui on Shabbos. Right? We eat on Shabbos. So there's no Inui. In Mele, the Holy Shit, it's boy, for sure it's mutter. But here we would have a velus. The Ramah says there is a velus. A velus, what's not mefaresia, we have on Shabbos. What's not mefaresia, we have a velus on Shabbos. So we may here we would have a nafkimine. We would have here a nafkimine that even we don't have, we would have the avelus. So here, pon of yoda v'ragla v'tzeinen mutar v'chamin osar. Okay.
What's Pshana that is never in on Shabbos?
Because the Shabbos is doicha de'inun. We fast on Sunday. So we're not misani on Shabbos.
It's all in it. It's not just the eating.
Yeah, everything. That's what he says. Pshut. It's no in it. It's not in it. It's half in it. Half in it. In it. The chamisha inuim. It's what the inisem is nafshi sechem. We have the same inuim in Kippur and Tisha B'Av. It's the inuim. Whoever's missing is missing in the inuim.
The Yisra Achila is just part of the Yisra Avinu.
So yeah, yes. Okay, so that's what we have here in the Gemara times. So now let's go to the minig. The minig we saw in the Rishonim that there is a minig Shaloi Lirchaitz from Rosh Chodesh. Now, we have to know that what the Gemara Moed Katan about Avelus Shiva. Ovel and Shiva is also minadin and mechitza. Ovel Shiva also minadin. Says the Gemara. The Gemara brings a posuk. Gemara Moed Katan tesvav amud beis. Ovel also mechitza dichsiv. פסוק עם שמואל ואל תסוכי שמן and it says היסבלינו פסוק אוקיי היסבלינו and it says ואל תסוכי שמן don't do שיחה that's the abilus of שיבו so the more ברחיצה בכלל שיחה says רשי נכסים בטוב על כמה מקיבה וכשמן בעצמו יסוד אוקיי so בעצם the pasuk is Alto Suchi Shem, and that's the source, the Iser, Rechitza, and Shiva, over Shiva. Over Shiva, because it's Iser Sicho. And Rechitza, Michla Sicho. Okay, so now we have to clear. Michoiro, to answer what exactly is the gather of the Iser Rechitza on the 9 days. If it will be an Iser Rechitza of Ovel, that we saw in the Gemara, Ovel, Ovel that's also berechitza, it's only based on sicha. It's based on sicha. Okay? And we don't have Isur sicha on the 9 days, only Tisha B'Av we have Isur sicha. So since the 9 days we don't have Isur sicha, so we're not able to say that the Isur rechitza has shaykhis to Avelus of Shiva. Ilumai, we could say, and that's the etzem what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said. He understood that the Iser is Iser of Avelus Shloishim. What exactly is Avelus Shloishim? Avelus Shloishim, it's something that he said, it's not an Ikaradim, it's not a Dini de Gemara. Dini de Gemara is only Shiva. And the Mechaber. The Rambam, we bichlal don't bring only Shiva, but the Ramah, and that's meant from some Rishonim. So the Mechaber says like this: Rechitza Keitzad, also Lirchah. It's called Gufoy. Called Gufoy. I feel the Btzayinen. But Pon of Yadav Raglav. That's in Shin Pei Aleph for a day. Pon of Yadav Raglav. Bechad Minosu Btzayinen Muto. Says the Ramah, because Zei Dine in Yosu Rak Shiva, but Hakach Muto Berechitza. That's how it is here. Kol rechitza, kol shloishim. Rafidu lochu faroish also. Ve'im l'shani samine kimin ad kodomu v'nisya said al pi v'sikin. So it says here be'etzem in Ramo. It says in Ramo that minag v'sikin v'shoinim Ashkenazim that there is a minag to aser rechitza. Rechitza Shloishim. Shloishim, the whole of Shloishim. So, Imele. Oh! So we see here, what's the pshat? That we have Issa Rechitza Shloishim. Okay, what's the pshat? We have Issa Rechitza Shloishim. We have no the Issa Sicha. We don't have Issa Sicha and Shloishim. So it's a no Issa. The Issa Rechitza and Shloishim has no shakas to the Issa Rechitza and Shiva. Issa Rechitza Shiva, it's Al Pasuchi Shemen. The Issa Rechitza and Shloishim has no shakas to Sicha. So what exactly talking? What's the pshat? So the Taz brings from Marshal, and the Maise says, Otsuma Furush and Ravio, that the time is that why the Rishonim answered it's a Gzeira. Marshal, Nosan Tam, the Osu Mishum Tispoires. Kichay Derech Hanichnas Bamerchot, the Galeat Searis Roshim. Tispoires is also Mika Radin, Dina de Gemara Shloshim. That's Gemara of Bezam and Bezam at Kotot. Okay? Tispoires is also Shloishim. So in Mele, Kol HaMeisim Kulan Chavbeis Amun Beis Mustapel Le'achal Lamed Yom. So we have here, so since we have Isu Tispoires, so it's a Gzeiro. Since Derech HaNichnas BaMerchot Legalech Sa'ar Roishoi, so Mimele the Asard Rechitze. Okay, that's the right. Fred the Taz Akash. Eibazoi in the actions. In King Bechol Amoya the also Tispoires Lehevinam Rechitze Asura Mutamze. Here every Chol Amoya it's also Tispoires. So let's ask her also rechitze, because since Derech HaNichnas BaMerchot Legaleach Saris Roisho, and it's also, so let's ask her rechitze. Says the Taz Nira Liyashad Im Chalamoyed Ish Yisrael Kol Oilom V'Rabbi Bnei Nicholim Abba Avelus, it's Yisrael Proti that the guy is the Ovel the Yisrael Aleyochidu Yishlochu Shema Yishkak Abba Avelus V'Galeach Saris Roisho. Okay, so here the Taz asks the Kasha from Chol HaMoed, and the Taz answers, Chol HaMoed, it's everybody. Everybody today is Osur Batispoires. So someone will go into the Merchot, people will tell him, I know, it's Osur. But she ain't given, it's only that guy has Avelus. Everybody takes it now, haircut. Okay, only his guy, that specific guy has the Israel. Then, will be a problem. So according to the Taz, we're not able to say the Lomdus of Ramoshe, that the Isser of Rechitza of the Ramah and the Rishonim here and the 9 days, it's Medina Velus of Shloishim. Why we not able to say? Because according to the Taz, it's a general Isser. Kolayla Kula is also now. So they're going to remind him. That's exactly like Chol HaMoed. If the Taz says that a Chol HaMoed, be'etzem, the Taz asks the Kasha, every Chol HaMoed should be an Isser, whatever goes to the Merchot, say, you're going to be Galak, Sarah, so the Taz, no, mit kira adod, because everybody's Osir. Everybody's Osir. Yeshis for Kolo Oilom. No, so also the 9 days, Yeshis for Kolo Oilom. So when the guys go to the Merchot, people remind him, don't think of their haircut. So Korchov, the Taz, does learn that the Isser of the Rechitze and the 9 days Hashaychus to the Isser Rechitze of Avinu Shloishim. Elomai, no, but according to Ramosha Lichore, so the Taz, we don't have the answer of the Taz. So the Kashi of the Taz, and Ramosha, if the Taz again. So what's the he was saying? We're saying the Olam it's the Geder of Avinu Shloishim. And what's the Geder of Avinu Shloishim? Like it says in Marshal and the Rishonim, it's Tzadik Chashash that they have this virus. So they go into the Merchot and they go to the Lech Saris Rishon. So the Choro, no, so what's the answer of Chol HaMoed? What's the answer of Chol HaMoed? Ramosh obviously doesn't go with the answer of the Taz. Because if he agrees, so then we have Mitkirei Adodeh by 9 days. So the Chol, we can answer the Taz with Shittus.
On Chol HaMoed, the Issa is not coming mitzad the Avelus, it's coming mitzad the Simcha.
Excellent. Yeah. The answer is, I don't know, it's Poshut. Yeah, that's everything. It's Poshut. What happened in Avelus, Be'etzem, there is, okay, the Chashash. The Isur Tispoires is the Isur Avelus. The Isur Avelus. Now we find also Isur Rechitze by Mitzad Isur Avelus. They both Isur Avelus. The Isur Rechitze and Isur Tispoires. Elamai, the Isur Rechitze is only Bikaradin Shiva. Shloshit is no Isur. Shloshit is no Isur. But the etzem there is the isur tispoires is the isur of avelus. So since if the guy would go to the merchatz, so there's a chashash that he's also will take a haircut. So chachomim now the rishonim will marchiv the isur avelus of the tispoires. Since you have isur tispoires, so the avelus that answer tispoires would answer also the other chitzot in order that he shouldn't get to the tispoires because they both. Have shayches to rechita to avelus. But she'en kid cholamoyed. What's the answer to this point is? Avelus. Chas v'shalem. No avelus cholamoyed. The answer is melacha. The answer is melacha. As yes, melacha. Okay? It's mekorkoide. Melacha. Yes, melacha. So you may say, what's the shayches? So you say, it's the answer melacha. They will answer also rechitza. Rechitza is not melacha, Michal. No connection. If it's mitzvah the isurei avelus, they both shaykh the isurei avelus. We have them by shiva. So in here, mikradim shloishi is the isurei chitzo. So chachon esor the rishonim the metaken here to be marchim the isurei avelus. Masheiken chol amoyed the isurei tispeches has no shaykhes the avelus. Isurei melacho. So what? Nechal not shaykhes melacho by rechitzo. So that's the push to answer and the kashya of the task. Okay, fine. So in Meile, so let's go back. So to the Chesh. Okay, so Ramoshe Be'etzem learns. Ramoshe learns that the gather of this halacha of the Isur Mechitza, the 9 days, the takono of the minig was that it should be Avelu Shloshi. So now we have to see. So what exactly is the halacha by Avelu Shloshi? What exactly? So we have enough kiminis here. If the gather is Avelu Shloshi. So we have to see the halacha of Avelu Shloshim. So the Rama says like this. The Rama says, "Hoid nahagu lesser kol rechitze kol shloishim, kol rechitze." So the shach is magia. Don't say kol rechitze. Kol is extra. We have to say Tarchulema shenahagu lesser rechitze, rechitze, not kol rechitze, rechitze. Why say v'loy kamashitas v'sfarim kol rechitze? Says that Shach Divadai Rechitze Betzoynen Leke Isur Reklal. Here, Divadai, he's talking about Rechitze of Shloishim Avelus. Divadai Rechitze Betzoynen Leke Isur Reklal. So the Machlokes Achroinim, big Machlokes Apoiskim here, the Achroinim, Pshat in the Shach. Halacha Lemaisa. Samash Halacha Lemaisa Avelus Shloishim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, if the Shach is talking about. Kol gufoy or onat. Again, the shach says rechitze betzoyin alek isur klal. Rab Kiva Eger and Dugul Mevavra and Chasam Sofer, they learn that the shach was matir only ponov yodov veraglov, ponov yodov veraglov. But kol gufoy, if it's kol gufoy, avad it's also kol shloishin yom. You hear a chumre? Kol shloishin for 30 days. No showers. 30 days, Shloishi, no showers. According to the Ramah, and the Shach, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chasam Sofer. Nearly Kavanosa, the Lefi Agri, Sekol, okay? So, this is the Marikos here. Lose Kos of Ashar, Lagia, Rechitze, I know the Koma Dorisa, Mechal Medine, also Amin, and Kol Shloishi, and Kol Gufay, Metzoynen. Aval Pono, Vyod, Ava Ragla, Betzoynen, Kai Medine, Tafiru Toch Shriva, Shore, but the cost of a shach, the rechitze between the leki isur and rechitas pon of the veraglo.
What the chiddush of the shach?
No, the shach says that the same isur that we have and shiva, we have that isur also for 30 days.
It doesn't become more chavar.
No, the same isur.
We would think it would become
no, more never think. We think it's putter. So he said the same isur is also shenagul leesur rechitza kol shloshim yom that rechitza shenagul leesur rechitza which rechitza what the mechaber says let's explain what the mechaber says here that rechitza is also kol shloshim yom. It's only one chumre. It's not two chumres. It's one chumre. chumer and the narrow the ichus of the rechitza is as. Like I said, maybe there was a tzad, maybe to ask some more. The gears of kol rechitza that the shach is saying it's extra. The gears, okay, he's saying it's a mistake. So Kivega explained that the tzad was that not the only the 30, the whole 30 days, the whole entire 30 days from the first day from the shiva, that was the tzad. It's also even part of Yod Vav Ragla B'Tzoynin. Okay, that says okay, it's not. That's for sure not. So. Okay, so Kivega Meis learns that the Shach is a Asters Rechitza B'Tzoynin Kol Gufoy. But what's Mutar is the point of Yod Vav Ragla. What it brings from the Rabbe, Yo Rabbe in Ror Chaim, in the Kippur there. Yo Rabbe is Muchach, and Yo Rabbe learns that the Pshat in the Shach is Rechitza Tzoynin Kol Gufoy. Rechitza Tzoynin Kol Gufoy. You hear? Kol Gufoy is Mutar. That's a Kuluf. And Halacha, I'm not saying Halacha, Machalik is Halacha, but we have here, I saw Chochum Asadom, is Meikel and Oruch HaShulchan. So Rosh Hashanah is halacha lemaise. Halacha lemaise ba'avedus. 30 days. They have the Chumrah of the Ramah. So according to Rabbi Kivi Eger, the Rabbah, Chasam Seifer, it's also Tzoynin, a whole 30 days. And according to Aliyah Rabbi, Chochum HaSodom, and Aruch HaShulchan, Tzoynin, Kol Gufoy, the Shach is Matir. Rechitze B'Tzoynin means, or Rechitze B'Tzoynin, even Kol Gufoy. So now, Boyu Cheshboim. And here, I'm going to go into the... Let's start. You know, okay. What it says first in Harri Kedem, and then we're going to bring the different Shmua. What it says in Harri Kedem, so it says like this. That since Ramoshe understood that the gather of Isur Rechitza, the 9 days, is the gather of Avelu Shloishim of the Ramah. It's Ramah Lishitosoi, right? Ramah is Machmir because he is Machmir here. Ram Harbin and Sfaradim don't know about that. Okay? So, Mimele, so it's totally in Avelu Shloishim. So, what it says in Harakalim is like this, that since that by Avelu Shloishim, the Shach, so Gir Shach is Gerve, so it's Mutar Kol Gufoy B'Tzoynen. It's Mutar Kol Gufoy B'Tzoynen. So also by 9 days, it's Mutar Kol Gufoy B'Tzoynen. That's what it says. And it's a Pelik Gadol. It's a Pelik. He himself already has it in the brackets. It's a Mamish of Pelik. Why it's a Pelik? Because the Ramah, here says it's Asur 9 days called Gufa Betzaynin. It's clear in Ramah. Called Gufa Betzaynin is Asur. Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Tezayin. V'Nagin Shel Alircha It's Afilu Betzaynin. V'Afilu Berav Shabbos Shel Chazer And Asur Lichot Kimi Roshi Pone Betzaynin. But Agla Betzaynin. But it's Asur called Gufa. So the Ma'ase it's Asur called Gufa. And The Aruch HaShulchan that we said, Paskins, like the Elio Rabbi, that by Avelus you're allowed to have Rechitza Tzoynen Kol Gufoy, but here he brings the Aloch of Ramah. That is Asar. So it doesn't stem. So what's the pshat? So what it says in Shi'uri Arav, it says different, and that's also what I asked my uncle. He said that that's also how he heard. I wasn't able to ask my father, but it was last year that went into it. And okay, well, let's go into the Rosh Hashanah house soon. But so like this, that what it says there is that the nusach is like this. Since today that yesh that they not noyeg the din of the Ramah, Not everybody's knowing the din of the Ramo today that you have an Isur Mechitza and Shloishim. So since Be'etzem the longest, the gather of the Isur Mechitza, the 9 days, is based on the Isur Mechitza and Shloishim. So if you're not knowing the Isur Mechitza and Shloishim, so Melech, there's no place to be knowing the Isur Mechitza on the 9 days. That's what the Nusach that he said. So I asked my uncle, I don't understand. The Rechitze, this Isser of the Ramah, is brought down also in Chochmah Sodom, he said. And it's brought down in Oruch HaShulchon. So that was the meaning. So since when started that meaning, not to be knowing like this Ramah? Ramah says, Yishayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay So since when started that meaning? So here I would explain is that Be'etzem, the shower changed. The whole shower changed. It wasn't, all the years, it wasn't something that people had every day. And now, the rechitza, it's something that people in the shower every day. And it's not my habits. I saw the Magen Avraham. Now you see that? Magen Avraham, once you know about Yoledes, rechitzas Yoledes on Tisha B'Av, you talking? So the lesson is, Ein le'okem, de'ein odo regilin kol kach berechitza. Ein odo regilin kol kach berechitza. I understand that the change started when they started to have pipes in the houses. So since you have a pipe in the house, it's very easy. It wasn't so long ago. I know there's a story of Rabbi Scheinberg and his Rebbetzin, because he was rich, and he wanted to go to learn in Mir. So he left America and he went to Mir. And then, she said, in the house in America, she had water in the house, and there doesn't want no water in the house. I have to go to the chutzner, and have a barrel. So that was all the years. And then, so some of the pshat is that since when they started to have the pipes. So Kapanim in Europe, it wasn't in Europe. So that's why Aruch HaShulchan, in his time, he didn't have the pipes. And Kapanim, it wasn't so common to do the Rechitza. So like this. So since the whole Easter, it's a minig, the minig wasn't that kind of Rechitza that he had that time. Today, it's not the same Rechitza that was then. So there's no minig on that kind of Rechitza. And the Rechitza that we have today, How we use the rechitza, it's not how they use the rechitza then. So mainly, an our rechitza is no minig. That's how I could understand the quote of that people are not knowing that in the minig. And I asked a few years of my grandmother, what was the minig in the house? So she said that there was no limit. No limit on showers, hot, warm, whatever, soap, whatever, everything, besides Erev Tisha B'Av. So the Erev Tisha B'Av, what's the Erev Tisha B'Av? So I understand that the Pshat is after Sudam of Sekes. After Sudam of Sekes, that's a Ramban. And Tiny is that's Mikar Adin already. Mikar Adin, not so Rechitza. There's no, but not Pshat. So in the morning, there's no Bechlal, some special Erev Tisha B'Av, not to have Rechitza. But I don't think about what she meant. But according to that, stems only with the Shmua of the Shura Rav. Okay? That Rav Moshe said that since it's still in the alumnus of Avinu Shloishim, so if today the Rechitza of Shloishim changed, so that's not the meaning of Avinu of the Reisa Rechitza. So we don't have a Reisa Rechitza on the 9 days. Okay? But according to it says in Ari Kedem, so it's only the head says only tzoynin, and she said there was also hot water and soap and everything, a regular shower. So don't think with the Ari Kedem. So that's a Ari Kedem says sorchir. The what comes out that it says in the Shiur Rav. Oh, so the Maisi. The lumdis of Rav Moshe b'chal not pashut. After not b'chal not pashut, or Rav Moshe was miyasid That's how Kulan Moed, that is the Sod. Okay, also I get it. Moshe's Sod was that the Geder Rechitza Zabinu Shloishim. Besides that, we said it's totally in the okay, in the Orav here in Rav Kivega. I have three kashas. Rav Yo, he's one of the Mekoros. Rav Yo, to the Isser of Rechitza on the 9 days with the tour quotes because of Yerazri. So you have to know. And once again, the Rav Yo also says, I told you before, the Rav Yo, when he, in Hichus Avelus, when he brings the minig, not to shower, Issa Rechitza, the whole Shloishim, he says it's Agav Tispoiris, Bissabta Tispoiris. Okay. Now, we have to know the Issa Tispoiris that we, the Ashkenazim, have from Yudzai Mitamuz, it's Bichlal not Poshut in the Rishonim. It's Mamish Oshita Siochi, then it's interesting that the Ramo passed like that. But the Kapan Yat, Neisrael Yatzim Yad Ramo. We go with the Ramo. Okay, that's our meaning. But the tour that he brings, he quotes the Rav Yo. So, and also the Rav Yo, there's no Iser Tispoiris from Rosh Chodesh. The Iser Tispoiris is only from Shavua Shechabu, Minadin. There was no special meaning on Tispoiris. You hear? So according to Rav Yo says, there's no Issur Tispoiris from Rosh Chodesh. The Issur Tispoiris is only from Shiva Shechaboy. Say Bazei, doesn't start. The Lomas of Ramayshe, it's Mufrach from the Rav Yo. The Rav Yo says that the Issur, he's the source, okay? According to one of the occurrence of the Issur Rechitza Shloishim. Avelu Shloishim says the Rav Yo, the Issur Rechitza Mitzvah Tispoiris. Okay? And from the other side, the Rav Yo also, that we have Issur Rechitza on the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh. No, but it's not this virus. So how are you able to say that it's an Issur of Avinu Shloishim? It's not Chayich. The Avinu Shloishim, the Rav Yo himself says, what the Taz Mishnah Marshal, that it's an Issur Tispoiris, but there's no Issur Tispoiris. One kasha. A second kasha is from the Rambam. Clarify from the Rambam. The Rambam, Maisa doesn't bring.
That first kasha just is saying that we don't need Ramosha. We don't.
No, so Al-Kurchok, it's a different deen. Ramosha said that the Lomdis is a Lomdis of Avinu Shloishim, the Geder. The Geder is a Geder of Avinu Shloishim, therefore he took out from the Karadin. He took out of Al-Kurchok Maisa. He was Moig Al-Kurchok Maisa. But according to Rav Yo, there's no place for that. There's no place. A second kash is the Rambam. The Rambam, right, doesn't bring the from Rosh Chodesh, but the Rambam brings it. At least Shavuot Shechabu, Nagu Yisrael, as he said, Nagu Yisrael, Shalai Lirchot, Shalai Chetz Lamerchot, Shavuot Zul. No, the Rambam Bechlav doesn't know about this meaning of Rechitz Shloishim. It's the meaning of the Rishonim Ashkenazim. Okay? The Rambam Bechlav doesn't know that. So how come the Rambam answered the meaning? Of the Rambam answered, "Shall I come as Lamerchot?" So obviously, good. A third kashe I have from the Aruch HaShulchan. You see, whole shiloh about the soap. I'm about to see, but the Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchos Avelus, says a tiny. And that tiny really, Reb Chaim already said the tiny. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, you remember, he was Machriya, that Shloishim, you're allowed to do Rechitza B'tzoinen Kol Gufoy. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're allowed to do with soap and shampoo. Why? So Svaro, that is a Sicha. Soap is Sicha. And there's no Issa Sicha on Shloishim, only Shiva the Issa Sicha. Shloishim, there's no Issa Sicha. Okay? And the other side here, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a Makor Zalavush. The Makor Zalavush. That's what Magna Vron brings, and Shavuot brings. That here, on the 9 days, it's also soap. also to have a shower of soap. Even though I have whatever, it's mutter, it's also to have it with soap. So if it's the same deen, so we made the why dear it's mutter here not. So al korchach, we have to find a new getter. The goyin brings an Easter rechitza. The goyin brings that it's medina velus. Kamoi beovel she'asu l'sapek l'chabes. Okay, and the goyin also brings what the Ramos says. V'ne'agim shelo lirchoitz afilu b'tzoynen. Okay, Rosh Chodesh v'elach afilu b'Rosh Shabbos also lirchoitz kimroi she'pone v'devraglo. Says the goyin, like what it says. Kamoi she'amru be'ben and more times. Kol she'mu shimovel. So also, bein b'chamin bein matzonin, ve'anach yom na b'nogu mishum over. Why? Because the Gemara brings in Yevamis that it's avelus yishono. So from the goyim answer, the goyim said it's avelus. So he brings the Gemara of kol shum mishum over. Okay. So which avelus the goyim is talking about? Avelus shiva. The Mechaber doesn't know about Avelus Shiva. Avelus Shloishim, sorry. The Mechaber doesn't know about Avelus Shloishim. The Mechaber here brings also the Lirchot Rosh Chodesh. So we must say that it's Avelus Shiva. Must say Avelus Shiva. We had a problem. Avelus Shiva is only based on Isur Sicha. And there's no Isur Sicha the 9 days. So the Chorah we have to say that the Geder is, it's not the Pshat that he made Avelus and the result of Avelus is the Isurei Avelus. No, the Takone was to have a specific Nihugei Avelus. We have Nihugei Avelus. So the Omatakin to have a Nihug Avelus of Shiva, one of the Nihugim, even we don't have the other Nihug. So we have a Nihug Avelus of the Isur Rechitzo. So from the goyin, I understand that the gather is not b'chal avilu shloishim. Avahar Moshe understood it's a gather avilu shiva, and the takone the able to be metakin a specific new gavelus of shiva. Now there is a truma sedation here that we see a new sheet here. The truma sedation. The beginning, he starts. He has a whole a masumatan here. If the Easter is also betzinin or not, and he says that in the mordechai is mashma that it's Easter also in tzinin. He says the conversation like this: Afal gav the loshin a Rambam mashma dafka bechami nagu Easter. Chami, according to Rambam, it's only Chami. Why? The kolis hashenag, the kolis is la merchot. Like we saw in Moetani, merchot means the bisa merchot is Chami. Merchot means Chami. Says the Truma Sadeh, that we call them nire, the kevon dor zaruah umortche plige alo beho. Dinu savre de nagu merosh chodesh veilach. Viu the kolis hashenag, the kolis since the zaruah the mortche argue on the Rambam. That they hold that the Easter starts from Rosh Chodesh, and the Rambam holds that the Easter starts only from Shavuot Shechavoy. Hochename neime debonname plige de nagu afilu bitzoinen ulochenakte inu shloi lirchoitz. They say lirchoitz, v'loy noknu shloi nikonis ba merchot ki Rambam. Sentrum asadeshen like this. Sentrum asadeshen since we have a machloikis that if the Isur starts from a Shchoidish or from Shiva Shechaboy, so in Meiler, we should say also that there is another Machlaikes if the Isur is Bechamin or only Betzoyner. The Rishonim that hold that the Isur starts from a Shchoidish, they should hold now that the Isur is also Betzoyner. And the Rambam that holds that the Isur is only Shavua Shechaboy, he will learn the Isur is only Chamin. What's the shaykhis? Well, I don't know what the shaykhis. Well, how come it doesn't say sins? The rabbi holds the bein mikdash is not healthcare, so we may also have a machlokes here. What's the connection here that if they argue and the zman rosh chodesh shavu shechaboy, so it's also machlokes if it's chamin atzoyin. Why is nobody saying it? So the choyr, I want to take out from this turum asadeshen a new pshat. A new pshat. It's going to open here to understand another thing here. The etzem, the iser, had the rishonim learn what's the iser achitza, the sort of iser achitza is mematim besimcha. Yeah, new pshat. Mematim besimcha. Mishenich nasav, it's a mishne. Mishenich nasav, mematim besimcha. So the rishonim are metakin how to have a mute simcha is not to take showers. Not to take showers, that makes us a mute simcha. And in Mele it starts from Rosh Chodesh. And if that mute simcha starts from Rosh Chodesh, so it's also betoinen. Because the mute simcha is not to be clean. Not to be clean. Mele, that's mimati misimcha. That's how we are mimati misimcha. So therefore says, Thomas Adeshin, that the Rishoyin get hold, it's not from Rosh Chodesh. Why it's not Rosh Chodesh? Why am I going to this? Because it's based on Mishanich Nasav Emati Misincha. Ah! If it's based on Mishanich Nasav Emati Misincha, so it's also Betzoynin. Mashenke, the Rambam doesn't have this new idea. We find the Maise two Gdorim in the Gemara in Tainis. Either we have Avelus, what have the Isra Rechitza. Either Avelus, or we have an Isra Rechitza which has the Miltanug. So the Rambam learns that the gather of the meaning was Miltanug. Why? Because we said before, there's no Yisro Avelus, Chitza Avelus here. Why there's no Yisro Chitza? Poshet! Chitza Avelus, like we had said before. If we need a Sicho. We need a Yisro Sicho. So there's no Yisro Sicho in the 9 days and Atshuva Shechabot. There's no Yisro Sicho. If there's no Yisro Sicho, there's no place to have a Yisro Chitza of Avelus. So the LMI is only another gather. Of a Miltanug. So Miltanug has no Shechat from Matim Simcha. The Miltanug, the Mometak in the Miltanug when you have Avelus. And the Avelus is Shavosh Chabi. Or Shavosh Chabi and Chabis. That's Shavosh Chabi, you have Avelus. You have nothing. From Shavosh Chabi, Shav, Matim Simcha. What's the connection to Miltanug?
Why
does
the
Mishnah
say
because it's Mitzin, a new word. It's not since it says the Mishnah. The meaning was that we should feel the Mamati Misincha. Mamati Misincha is not only to have plus, you shouldn't have plus Simcha. You should have minus. The Mamati Misincha, Ein Smichin Klal. In order to get the Ein Smichin Klal, that's when you're not clean. The Rambam has no shaykhis from Yitzimcha. We have two gdorim of Rechitza. We're fine in the Tainis. Either it's Avelus or Mutainu. Here's no Avelus because the Rechitza's Avelus is based on Sicho. Right? Atu Suchi Shemet, that's more in my cotton. And there's no Yisro Sicho. So Kochem Tzad Yisro Tanug. And therefore, Tanug is only Chavi. Tanug is only Chavi. It's Sharon Rambam. And that's what says the Tumas Adeshen. It's the Shittosom. It's the Mamas Shittosom. It's totally Zebo Ze. It's that Pshat Tumas Adeshen. That since they argue already and the Zman, so Yimele, they argue also if it's Chavi Natsoinet. Why? Because if it's Tanug, the Gemara says in Tainis, Tanug asks only Chavi. In the Tainis Sibo, Yelav Togufoy. And therefore, the Rambam, even Shavua Shechal boy, you're allowed to have Rechitza Metzoyden. The only issue is to go to Merchot. Says that Masash Merchot, Mitzchamin. And it's only Shavua Shechal boy, because it's Yisro Tanug. And the Tanug, the meaning was to have an Yisro Tanug, Bishavu, and you have the Avelus. The Nihugi Avelus. And the Avelus are these Pharis and Kibus is Shavua Shechal boy. Now, we can understand now that I think. Have a note chat. The idea of soap. Soap. We said the Levush says not to the showers, not of soap. Rav Shabbos Chazon, no soap. And no shampoo. And so first I have to say, Reb Chaim, Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi, he said, yeah. He argued on the Levush. So it's permitted. Because like the Tanav Dor HaShulchan, it's permitted. The shampoo, it's Sicha. There's no reason to sicha the 9 days. Time rechitza. So whatever is mutar in rechitza, you allow shampoo. I saw also chazanish. I saw the kutris cover like moyed. So the brother of Chaim Kanievsky, b'shem chazanish, he also said you're allowed to have whatever it's mutar to shower. You're allowed to have it also with the shampoo. Because there is no explanation. It's not only the dinim. Okay, but the shala is, but Aruch HaShulchan Isha. He himself says, in Yilchus HaBeilus, that the Shloishim, that Rechitz is Shloishim, that it's permitted, called Gufa Yitzoyne, but it's Aser to have, so it's Mutar with soap. And HaBeilus Shloishim says it's Mutar with soap. And here, in Tav Kufnu Aleph, in Chichas Nishamah, he said it's Aser soap. Stira. The answer is that the soap, it's within the Mati Mesimcha. The Isra Mechitza is the Mati Mesimcha. So Mati Mesimcha is not to be clean. Not to be clean. That's the Amelie. Don't have soap. Now, Shitas Maharil. Very interesting. Shitas Maharil. Second page. He saw the. Okay. The Ramon, we said, but that's. You see, it's another one. Says the Truma Sadeshan like this. The Maril. The Minogim. Maril and Minogim in Sif Zayin. Nido, Yechoyla Litboil, Velirchoitz Bamaim Chamin. Also, Maim Chamin. So what it says, what's the heter of Nido? Tvilas Nido. Kidarko. Bechamin? Because Gdoilo HaMitzvah. Gdoilo HaMitzvah, he means to say that the mitzvah of Tvilas Nida is greater than the Avelus. It's greater than the Avelus. The Avelus, so it's Doiche the Avelus. And the Maharil doesn't say because it's a mitzvah. He doesn't say it's a mitzvah, stop, it's a mitzvah. If it will be a regular mitzvah, it's not enough. He needs to say because the mitzvah of Pira Veriba is greater than Bina Bissamidosh. And Imele, according to Maharil, what will be Erev Shabbos? The mitzvah, Erev Shabbos. Rinse. The Maharil, the next Maharil in the Oistes, Leshitosoi, says the Maharil, that's here the Maharil. It's interesting. In the Rishonim, it says also the heading, not like the Levush. It was Maharil here, and the Sanshut Maharil, and also the Leket Yoysher brings from Truma Sadeshen. Also, you're allowed to rinse with soap. Okay, so he said, but he says it should be cold soap. There used to be some of that. There was soap there in the Merchatz. I used to have a hat, and so it should be cold. But I might say it's mutar here. Okay, so then he says, "Bedavka b'mim ichvi saroish." In the Maharil, it says shikoyin loy. Okay, that's the soap. And he says, "Because she mutar gam kehay gavne." Understand? Because she mutar also when it's chamin. V'chein he nigla bachurim. V'gam hu be'atzmi also came. Do Omar me'ach adu rogi lo chufroi shem kol erev Shabbos miskere choyli etzloi. So be'etzem he was matir bechamin b'doichak only because she midin choyli. So be'etzem it says here in the Ma'ariv Maharil, be'etzem no mitzvah. Mitzvah is not a matir. Only if it's a special mitzvah, that mitzvah is greater than the Bisa Mikdosh, like the pre-Rivaribe, or Choyli. Choyli is a standard to general heter and Tisha B'Av. Even at Tisha B'Av, you have heter of Choyli. So I want to know why there's no heter of mitzvah. There's no heter of Erev Shabbos, special Erev Shabbos mitzvah. No, there's no heter of mitzvah. Why there's no mitzvah? There's a mitzvah. So I want to, Athena, I think, Sipshat, a new idea, that the idea, it's already brought down in the Kolboy and the Ramo. Like we said before, most Rishonim learned that there's no Isur Tisperes from Shivoso Betamuz. Sefer HaMinyogim, the Rabbi Isaac Kirne, he's the only one that I saw says that there's Isur Tisperes from Rosh Chodesh, from Shivoso Betamuz. Now the Kolboy brings, when he talks about what's the idea of the Isur Tisperes from Rosh Chodesh, so he says the Isur is in order that we should be menuvolim and tishabov. Menuvolim and tishabov. And the Ramos says, and that Kolboy said Noagu from Shivoso Betamuz. So and Tov Kuf Nalef. So I understand that's what the Ramos says. That the Pshat is in the Minogi of Isaac Tini, why it's usher to have these pirates from Shivoso Betamuz in order that we should be menuvolim with a long hair on Tishabov. Once told me years ago, told me in Gaman in Ramot that he doesn't understand. He came with a hergesh people that barchin that shave Tes Zayin Tamuz and become in Shivoso Betamuz like whatever. And he said, it's not proper to come in Shivoso Betamuz. So Mishaitoi, like when you take a haircut, whatever. So I told Mishaitoi, I'll take Sadikarbe. So if Rabbi Seinu said, only from Shivoso Betamuz, you're allowed whatever to shave and design Tamuz. But the Maisa, when you see now this Hezbeh, so B'chlal is not right. Even the Hergesh isn't even right Hergesh. The whole Isser of not to have a haircut from Shivoso, it's not meaning you're Shivoso Betamuz. Hey, I'm going to look Shivoso Betamuz. So maybe I shouldn't shave already to Zion Tamuz. No! How he says the Tishabov. In order, in 3 weeks, I should look Menuvol. Okay? So well, we should look Menuvolim and Tishabov. So therefore, 3 weeks. So there's no purpose, B'chlal. Okay, Moshe. So I want to say the same thing is the Isur Rechitzo. Isur Rechitzo of the 9 days is in order that we should come in Tisha B'Av after 9 days, not showering, menuvolim. And maybe if that's the word, there's no heter of mitzvah. To say heter of mitzvah, the mitzvah is now, but Be'etzam is going to be, it's going to make me not be menuvol on Tisha B'Av. Therefore, the only heter is if the mitzvah could knock down the avelus. Only when it's a kind of a mitzvah that it's doicha bina b'sam migdosh. Only that kind of avelus is greater. Say, Meidichanabe, don't be renewable on Tisha B'Av. Because they have pruvu. Pruvu is greater than bina b'sam migdosh. So since pruvu is greater than bina b'sam migdosh, I don't care that I can be renewable. Or choyli also, in Tisha B'Av itself, choyli is greater than the avelus. See, but that's only heter. That's so shitas ma'aril. All right. Now let's see the Ramo. The Ramo be'etzer brings ma'aril, but it's lemitame bichlal lemitame. The Ramo says, "Well, the tzerech mitzvah shore. Every tzerech mitzvah, the tzerech mitzvah shore. B'lochei nidia rochetes v'tivelis. Okay. It doesn't say because godol mitzvah is doichi." Then says the Ramah weiter, even a greater chidush. V'nire, de'u adin isha leveshes levoni, yechelo lirchoitz me'ad kidarko, kishe'ar ha'shono. This is b'chlal a minig. It's a minig. It's not nikuva. It says in the radar, it's not nikuva. So isha leveshes levoni, yechelo lirchoitz me'ad, hoel ve'im yechelo zedanuk, ala tzerech mitzo. Okay, it's a tzerech mitzo, a minig mitzo. A tzerech mitzo. There's no here godel of per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per-per- with the Maharil. Okay? So according to the Ramot, there's no heter here every mitzvah. That's the matter. Every mitzvah. I have a kasha and Maharil. The Goyen here brings the mekorat, the every mitzvah you're allowed, Of course, it says, and it's brought down also in here, more and in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, that Tevilas Mitzvah, it's like Tisha B'Av, even on Tisha B'Av. Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, Tziv Ches, Tevila Shal Mitzvah Bizmano, Muteres. Okay? So says the Goyim, you see that even on Tisha B'Av Tvila Shal Mitzvah Bizmano Muteres. So Mele, the Oy, the Kol Rechita Sheim Lishot Tanug, he's coming to explain why the Tzorech Mitzvah is Mutor. That's not the Goyim here. Mutor Af B'Tisha B'Av. Kama Shikos, Kol Chayav Tvila, he's telling me. So Beitzim, what the Goyim, don't quote, quote, say, Beitzim, this Rechita of Nida, it's not Rechita of Tanug. So Mele, Lichoiro, so it's Shver Na the Marim. Why the Marim needs to come to Godoil? Period. Every bit Yosef bin Amisam Yedesh. Stay bokleir. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be toivim. So the answer is that the Shulchan Aruch there, Tafkum Nadalit, it's talking about the Tefillah Bizman of mitzvah. Okay. But today the Ma'aseh said there's no Tefillah Bizman. You need to be toivim after Tisha B'Av. Okay. After Beitzim. So radical after 9 days. So you can kind of mitzvah later. So without the svara of some mehechet, they say you should not be maneuver on Tisha B'Av. If you can kind of do this mitzvah after Tisha B'Av, so why you should not be maneuver on Tisha B'Av? So therefore, you need to come to a Godoil, the mitzvah of your Yisrael Bina Beisam Mikdosh. Okay? That's in order to have the heter. The mitzvah itself is not enough. But Lichoro, I have a kashe from Rechitza and Erev Shabbos. We saw in the Ma'ariv, there's no special heter of Erev Shabbos. No special heter of Erev Shabbos. Why? But there's a mitzvah of Bismano. There's no mitzvah to say in the next Shabbos. This Shabbos I have a mitzvah. So the choyrot tefillah bizmano mitzvah. So why the market doesn't bring no heter? So that I understand. The answer is repeat what the Zerua says and Mishnah Berurah brings it in Reish Samach that there's no mitzvah, there's no really mitzvah to shower erev Shabbos choyvo. If he did it, he gets char. He did it, he's not mitzvah. That's what says the Zerua and Mishnah Berurah brings it in Reish Samach. Okay. So mainly, that's how I understand the Ma'aril. But the Ramo, the Ma'aseh of the Ramo, he brings Tzorech Mitzvah. So I have a kasha here in Ramah. I have a kasha. The Ramah says like this. V'lo yagin sh'lo ilir choyts afilu betzoynen mirosh choydesh v'eilach v'afilu b'erav shabbos shel chazon osu lichoyts kim roi sh'ipono v'yodev raglav betzoynen v'yeish mekilim b'chafif asaroish b'chamin l'mishirog v'kach b'erav shabbos kol shabbos. So the first shito he wasn't matir. The first shita, he wasn't matir, Rechitza b'chamin Erev Shabbos. He wasn't matir. So you think it's a pele, but the ma'aseh it's a mitzvah. The ma'aseh it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, says Mechaber, I'm reading Mechaber, Rei Samach. Mitzvah lirchoitz. Mechaber says, ponav yodav raglov, b'chamin Erev Shabbos, and the Ramah adds, kol gufoy. Mitzvah lirchoitz, kol gufoy. Ve'in yev sholo irchatz, ponav yodav raglov, b'chamin Erev Shabbos. A mitzvah lochuf ha'roish. So it's mevoran here is a mitzvah to wash erev Shabbos lechamin. No, so if it is a mitzvah and the Ramos said in the beginning tzorech mitzvah shore, so how come here he asked her, he was not mekel? I don't say alpida or zarua that we said it's not a chiyuv gemuro, but whoever is mekayim mekabes schar, whoever is mebatel einu neinash, because we saw it in the hefsek even here. It's also that's not a chiyuv. What is a tzarech mitzvah? So Mele and the goyin, he when he comes to Yesh Mekilin, he says it's because that the Ramah kaniskal emish bekilim bichafit vasom shachamim kaniskal ad kol mechitza shulamit semutor. What's the kaniskal? So how come he brings here the how come he brings here the isu b'chol? That's orichin. I don't have shot. Orichin. Now, the Ma'aseh, the Yesh Mekilin here are saying a special heter for Erev Shabbos. He's saying a special heter Erev Shabbos. Yesh Mekilin b'chafifas aroish b'chamim. Now, we have to know the chafifas aroish. The chafifas aroish. Loshon HaMechaber is, the Shechanov says, mitzah lochuf aroish. Okay? Lochuf aroish. Okay. Mitzah lirchoitz pon nabiyot v'raglav b'chamim. B'chamim. Umitza lochu faroish. It's missing b'chamim. The Bach says b'chamim. When the Baruch brings the Bach there, says also b'chamim. Yeah, also chafifa saroish has to be b'chamim. Says the Biraloche, ube'emes l'nizka chamim da'a poiski. Ube'kol mide de mehanda le'mecha faroish sagim. Ube'zman ha'gmoro ho'yodakam al'edeni eizu neser. Ve'kademek, lisa b'shabes. In Nuna with Beis and Rashi, Choyfef Rashi says Choyfef Ben Eser. Nozi Choyfef. Choyfef Ben Eser. And it's the Mishnah also. It's Mukhan the Mishnah. It also says Chafife is Ben Eser. And I understand. It doesn't say here. There is a mitzvah to when you're showering to Shabbos. Okay, so soap. Don't say after soap. But shampoo, you need shampoo. And I understand that we're going. It's the lotion called Mide de Mehani. I feel it every year, the Shabbos Chazon. To wash the hair without shampoo, it's GMG. Garnish with garnish. It doesn't make anything here. I don't understand better. In order to have something from the rechitza, you need, and therefore it says neser. That's the relation. We call mida de mehadel and mecha faroi sagi. Whatever it helps, so that's neser. But to wash your hands, your face, you don't need soap. So therefore it says chafifa needs the neser. So when you read here, be halacha. Upon a bit of a raglov, you don't need soap. Don't need soap. That's chamin. Chamin. You hear? You need shampoo. Okay, that's what it says. So, Eba Zoy, this the heter of Yesh Mekilin b'chafifa saroish b'chamim. It's a heter, chesed b'chamim. So, what's the heter? Says the Goyim, it's a tzarich mitzvah. It's a tzarich mitzvah of Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah. And says here the Levush, what the Mishnah, the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah also brings. But, Aval also lichot b'voiris, umay v'erifar shakonin loik. So we could clear here. Be'etzem, if there's a heter of mitzvah, the heter of mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah lochu faroish b'neser. We call midin de'me'anet b'neser. So we call midin de'me'anet. We have a mitzvah lochu faroish. So how come we don't have a mitzvah here with the soap? And b'chlas, there's another aura on biraloche. Biraloche, the argues on the Bach. Says there's no mitzvah lochu faroish b'chamim. So what's the heter here b'chamim? What's the heter b'chamim here? And Tavkuf Nun Aleph ish b'knich v'zom b'chamim. But in Rei Samach and every Shabbos he said there's no, you don't need chamim. It's enough neser shampoo. So the Chayyim have to understand Mashiv Yerloche that he's not arguing on the Bach that it doesn't help. One of the two, whatever helps, whatever helps to wash your head, whatever. So you have the either chamin also could help, or tzayin and shampoo, but neser. That's what would help. So therefore, he says, "Chivas Rosh," but Kaponi to say that if the levush says that's usher with shampoo. So lichoira, he learns there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There's mitzvah. It's b'chamim. Like, if there's a mitzvah, we talk about the mati of the mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah of the rinse, the here, b'neser. So how come here we're not gonna have the mitzvah? So like I said, the Ma'aril and from Masadeshem, he both wash the head, look for each belug. So I have, it's only a feeling, Mamish, only a feeling here. Maybe, it's maybe, and it's only a feeling. I have a diuk here in the looking of Rome. I know some to Rome both. I don't know if it's, maybe. It starts, Afilu Be'er Shabbos, also Lichot Kim Roy Shoy, Pornav Yotav Rabinov. The Mogen Avraham doesn't say a word here. Only in the Yesh Mekilim, B'chafifas HaRosh B'chamin, here he says, Aval also Lichot HaBeris. Umay Be'er Shoy Koyim Loi. Maybe, so it's not like, it's not, so the Levush is arguing on the Rishayim, but the Levush, it's not like, you can argue about it, but that's the Levush is arguing on the Marilin for a sedition. That they are the source of this Salacha. It's a minig. Okay, this halacha is a minig. And the minig started by the Rishonim. And they, of course, made a shower with a shampoo. Okay? So now comes the Levush, and it says, the minig, and some of us also shampoo. But the minig that they started, it's not halacha in the Gemara, okay? The minig that started by the Rishonim, they were using soap and shampoo. So maybe the pshat is, Dafka and Chavim. Then what says in the Maril? Look at Saint Denis. Don't take hot, warm shampoo, soap. So here he says when the Mekilin voice bechamin, Avalos alichas and boiris dehaynu with the chamin, and therefore he didn't say a word before when it says Avalos alichas kim roshi for the same also of the kim roshi. That it's also with shampoo. It doesn't say that. He only says it in the Yesh Mekilim. So maybe, that's maybe, I don't know, that's maybe. Okay, so, that we have done now. Another Kudah here that I think it's a mistake, that people have a mistake, and that's, I was saying it, not this Lemaisa even. People think that the whole week, it's what? Let's read the Ramon, and I'm going to read the Mishteh Bure, and that's a mistake, how the people made a mistake here. The Hetel the whole week, not Friday, Erev Shabbos Chazon, it's only Ponav Yodav Raglov. I want to wash my head, that's without shampoo. So that's a rinse. But here, so it's Osir. And it's a mistake. And it's Muta to wash the here the whole week. It's not Dafka. But I'm going to first say why, from where the mistake started. The Ramah says, "V'neyagin shel elirchay tafilu betzoynen b'rosh chodesh ve'elach." Says Mishteh Berurah here, "Haynu kol gufoy, aval pon of yodav v'raglav shol elirchay betzoynen." So he says here, only pon of yodav v'raglav. Doesn't say roishoy, okay? But let's read the Ramah right there. ואפילו בערב שבת של חזון, אוסו ליחוד קיים, רוישוי, ופון אביות את רעיון בצוינס. So here, in ערב שבת חזון, he says, אוסו ליחוד קיים, רוישוי. Here you have רוישוי. So different people think that רוישוי is only in שבת חזון. But it's a mistake. First, you know, let's read the Ramo. Read the Ramo of Adam Mishteh Berurah. He said, the Ramo in the first sheet doesn't bring any heter. He doesn't bring any special heter on ערב שבת. There's no heter. Only the Yesh Mekilim, they say a new heter on Erev Shabbos. Okay? So I'm reading the Ramo. V'nagin shel alichoy tzafilu betzoynen m'rosh chodesh v'eilach v'afilu be'erev Shabbos chazon osu lichoy tzkiim roishoy ponu v'yodeh v'raglo betzoynen. So it says the Ramo, there's no heter even Erev Shabbos chazon. Elamai osu kiim roishoy ponu v'yodeh v'raglo. It's talking about the whole week. And it's mifurash in derech hachaim, mifurash in derech hachaim. It doesn't talk about the Erev Shabbos Tam. He says also lichot from Rosh Chodesh only roish upon the Adam it's mutar. And it's not only that; it's rishonim. It's the Ma'aril. The Ma'aril. Listen, the Ma'aril. The Ma'aril shoot Ma'aril simet isvov. As it means lochu for roish Erev Shabbos. Hayu rabbi say mitzoynim. Okay. So we're talking about the Arab Shabbos. We'll see. Well, they say the Chayre Nira the Kelu. What's the heter? Meho de Amrinen. Oh, Ovel pono vi od avel pono vi der agra bkhamin oso btsoin el muto va fokh lo ishne hier since it says pono vi od vi agra btsoin el muto hokh lo ishne what's hokh lo ishne or it says here on rishin it says only pono so the maril understands that pono vi der agra is also rishin then it's not and all is kol gufo in that kol gufo in that but pono Yodav, but Roishel Pono Vedvaras at Kol Gufoy. So therefore, Muto. So that's the Maise that comes out the Anochal Maise. So let's summarize here what we have. What are the Gdorim here? What are the Gdorim here in the Isser Rechitza? Let's summarize the Shittas. Rechitza and the 9 days. So we have how we started with Reb Moshe Salavejik. He learns that it's an Isser. The geder of the 9 days is a velus of shloishim, and therefore we took it aloch lemaise. If you're not knowing a velus shloishim, so imel it's not shaykh also the velus here 9 days. We have how we understood the goyin. The goyin it's mashma the velus is a geder a velus shiva, but he took out they made only nihuge a velus shiva. So they made also the velus of our chitze afapi that there's no sicha. We had the Truma Sadeshen is the third shot. That it's Mematim Besimcha, to be not clean, Mematim Besimcha. And we have the fourth, the Pshat of the Maril, that it's Medin to be, we explained to be Menuvolim and Tishabov. Menuvolim anti Shabbat, and therefore stam mitzvah doesn't help. Not much, only a greater mitzvah. Go to the bina bisam gidush or choyli, and we have so Rambam. Because the Rambam is not different on Chidah, because Rambam is not asking bichlal tzoynen only chamim. The Rambam learns together of miutanug like the Tanis Tibur they made the miutanug. So therefore it's Shabbos Chalboy and this. Now the gabe soap. So the ma'is says shitas levush magnavro mishne brure. It's also to have soap. In brackets, I'm saying maybe, we said only talking about Chamin, but again, I'm saying maybe, so don't take it. So it's hard. And we have Reb Chaim and Chazon Ish, and they said that you're allowed to wash with soap and shampoo, whatever it's mutar, and that we saw already, it's before the head and reshoining that they started the minig, the Maril and Truma Sadeshen, that you're allowed to rinse with soap and shampoo, whatever it's mutar. And the last thing we said was about the Chafifa Saroish, and it's mutar the whole week, and not that the oil don't think it's only Heter of Heter Shabbos. Okay, see? This year.